My name's Angus Robertson, and I'm the Scottish National Party's campaign director for this year's Scottish Parliament election campaign. Every week in the run-up to polling day, we're celebrating some of the dedicated activists and campaigners who help spread the word on the SNP's achievement in government, our vision for the future, or who help raise donations for the campaign itself. Ewan McIntosh, working with the SNP's new media campaign team, today caught up with Graham Case, campaigner in Edinburgh who's been particularly active in helping re-elect a Scottish government working for Scotland.
I'm Graham Case. I'm a picture framer and I'm currently in Blackhall Framing Gallery in Edinburgh Western constituency.
You've raised, for example, in the last week alone, you've raised over £400 from other people who've come through you to give a donation. What is your commitment to this campaign each week? You seem to be out there all the time.
Well, it's sort of a combination of things. I'm online most evenings when I'm making up newsletters and things like that, and basically spending any time I have, especially at work, if I've got a free moment between making frames up, I'll be on Twitter, keeping in touch with other activists, and just asking people what's happening and spreading the message. A lot of the SNP candidates are on my Twitter feed, so I can easily relay information, and I just like to spread the word about anything happening on the SNP.org website.
And tell me, how did you get started in all this? Because you're not just on the website, you're also out in the ground, knocking on doors, canvassing. How did you get started, and what's driving you to invest so much time, energy and effort in this?
Well, what got me started was a couple of years back, I got very disillusioned with the Westminster-style politics and thought there must be a better way, and started looking into the SNP and decided, right, I'm going to become a member and fight for our corner in Scotland. And it's only like the last general election I actually joined up, so I'm a fairly new member, but I've been spreading a pro-Scottish message for a while now, and I've decided to get involved in my local constituency. We've got a good candidate called Colin Keogh, and there's a really good chance to actually win it from the Lib Dems, which is very important to me, actually.
If you were to point people at particular parts of the online campaign, what would you be pushing them to?
It would have to be SNP Studios. I think that's a really good idea. Like the ability of people with webcams or cameras or just even a mobile phone with audio boot to be able to record as it's happening on the streets. In fact, if you're going into a constituency leafleting, go out and take a photograph or something like that and get it up on SNP Studios. It's probably the best part of the campaign.
Have you got any advice for folk who are thinking about getting involved? Anything you would suggest they can do to do their bit, even if it's a small thing?
At the end of the day, just be there. If you're on Twitter, just do a little bit of tweeting. Maybe have the SNP hashtag, #SNP or #SP11. It doesn't take long. I mean, I've managed to fit it around my very busy 8-hour shift at work. It just really do what you can. I mean, every little helps. If there's enough of us out there and we all do our part, like, for example, with the current donation drive, if we all gave £10, we'd be able to, that's 5,000 of us did that, that would be that ad campaign paid for. And it's very simple. Small actions of you can lead to a great big sort of impetus. And I just feel at the end of the day, if we all knuckle under with just a little bit, whatever we can give, it'll be fun.
Thanks to you and all the other activists and campaigners who are heading out this weekend.
Together we'll stand, divided we'll fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball. Let's work together. Come on, come on, let's work together. Because together we will stand every